Randall, how's your shoulder this week?
It's a week better. Just still taking it day by day, trying to get as much build as much strength I can back and continue to get my range.
That was a really gritty effort on your part Sunday. I mean, I don't know what you can say to that, but it was a gritty effort.
Thank you. Just going out there and playing with my teammates. Been out there, going out there and being out there and giving them all I got. Every game that I can play, I'm going to play.
No, like, what was kind of remarkable, it wasn't like you were playing protective. I thought there was a play where you, their nickel guy tried to get physical with you. You knocked him to the ground, and then you went after him some more. I mean, you weren't playing protective. You were playing all out.
I got to. On any given play, you never know what's going to happen. So, you got to cherish the ones that you do get, and as long as I'm out there, I'm going to play the best of my ability.
Without Cam Chancellor and without another new corner this year as well on their secondary, how different are they to you and what they're trying to do?
They're still the same defense. They have the same scheme. They're still trying to do the same things. They don't have the players that they did with Cam being out and, Maxwell gone. Some things are changing. You can tell William still isn't comfortable. It doesn't seem like he's comfortable in the defense that they're playing and what he's trying to adapt to what they do. So, it is a little bit of a different team.
You said last year was a nightmare the day after the Seattle loss. How do you kind of contain those emotions and play like it's a whole new game?
Those emotions are gone for the most part. This is a different season. This is a different team. This is different challenges for us. So, we got to prepare that way and prepare for who's going to be out there and, prepare with the guys that we got in the situations, be able to make the plays when we get those opportunities.
Is it a conscious effort not to think about last year and kind of prepare for it?
I got to worry about, handling my business right now today as far as my preparation and, the plays that we have going in and all the different little minute details that we're going to be doing this week.
Randall, when you guys played Seattle in January, Aaron was basically in leg shackles because he couldn't go anywhere with that calf. How different is this offense when he can move around and do everything he wants to do in the pocket and out?
Well, it just adds to our game as an offense. With him being healthy and being able to extend plays, we've been really good extended plays in the past. And, I think it just adds to our offense and the capability of what we're trying to accomplish.
It almost goes unsaid, but playing at home, instead of playing there, the last three times you played them there, how much of a benefit is that to you guys communication-wise?
It definitely is a benefit for us, to be able to do a little bit more communicating and be able to change some things at the line of scrimmage that we need to, being able to change protections or change routes, and the communication being a little easier for us to verbally communicate. Obviously our home crowd giving us an advantage.
Seems like Richard Sherman got like kind of the label of a guy that never moved around, but now he's been moving in the slot quite a bit. Do you anticipate seeing him more than usual, maybe with Jordy out?
That could be a possibility. That's what they showed in the first week. That was really the first time that you've seen him there. A little bit in the Super Bowl game last year, but it is a different, a little bit of a difference for him.
How's he look as a slot corner, just from what you've seen the limited time on film?
He's still the same player. It's a lot more space that he has to work with, so it's just a little different. He'll have to cover a little bit more ground, but they're still playing the same defense. It's still the same scheme for them. They're going to play man. They're going to play their cover three that they always play. So you just have to be prepared for those things and be able to work off his technique.
How much pride do you guys take in kind of keeping the ball away from the other team, not throwing interceptions, not producing turnovers like that? And do you remember Aaron Rodgers' last interception here at Lambeau Field?
Let's knock on wood. Let's not bring that up. I don't remember it, but that's the most important thing for us is keeping the ball and protecting the ball and not having turnovers. We know the statistics of turnovers and what it does to your chances of winning, so we try to make sure we protect the ball.
Randall, how long do you expect it to take for that shoulder to get back to 100%?
I don't know. I don't know what the time limit you can put on it. I'm going to play through it as much as I can and do everything that I can.
How close is it right now? You said it's a week better. How close do you feel like it's back to being full?
Until it feels like I feel good, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
How does it change your game at all? Does it limit you? Did it limit you
The more that I tell you is the more that I'm going to tell the opponents, and that's just going to give them an advantage, so I'm going to stay away from that.
How much of a difference is it without a Cam Chancellor back there, as you guys have been looking at film and seeing the difference in their defense? Do you see a big difference at all?
Well, they're still playing the same defense, but he is a difference maker as a player. He's a big body. He's great in the box. He makes a lot of tackles. He gets to the ball. He covers well. He's definitely a difference maker for their defense as far as the mentality that he brings. So he definitely is somebody that I'm sure is missed in that locker room and on the field. But as long as we handle our part and handle our jobs, I think we'll be fine.
How much does Aaron's mobility help you? You were without that the last four games last year, but his ability to move, and I know his connection with you on the scramble drill is pretty good.
Yeah, that's huge for us. You know, as an offense, whenever he's able to move around in the pocket and extend plays, get outside the pocket and extend plays, it's huge for us as an offense because we're able to break free and get open and continue to make big plays downfield.
Especially big in the red zone to help extend.
It's big all over the field. I mean, if we can do that in the field and pick up first downs, that's huge. If we can do that and score touchdowns, that's huge.